And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 20th of March, 2016. It's the first day of spring, the vernal equinox, when day and night are close to equal. It was on this day, 1852, Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel Uncle Tom's Cabin was published. It sold about 2 million copies in the next few years. It's the birthday of Henrik Ibsen, born Skien, Norway, 1828. When he was 7, his father's business failed, family lost all their money, lost their friends, moved to a dilapidated house in the country. Ibsen dropped out of school. He was apprenticed to an apothecary in a very small town. And after 6 years of misery, he moved to Oslo, and soon after he met Ole Bull, the famous violinist and a champion of reviving Norwegian culture. Norway was recently independent of Denmark after 400 years. Bull was founding a theater in Bergen, the first theater in which actors spoke in Norwegian instead of Danish, and he offered Ibsen a job at the theater. And he staged more than 140 plays, including 5 of his own. Theater went bankrupt, but his friends raised the money to send Ibsen to Rome, which Ibsen loved, the sunshine, the art, the people, the landscape. A year later, Ibsen published Peer Gynt, which made him famous, was a success, and thereafter came A Doll's House, Ghosts, An Enemy of the People, and Hedda Gabler. Ibsen, who said, "You should never wear your best trousers when you go out to fight for freedom and truth." It's the birthday of the dime novelist Ned Buntline, the pen name of Edward Zane Carroll Judson, born Harpersfield, New York, 1823, author of popular dime novels about the Wild West and Buffalo Bill Cody. He was a man who gave temperance lectures, though he was very drunk at the time. He was married 7 times, jailed for bigamy. At one point, he was flirting with a married teenager named Mary Porterfield, whose husband challenged Buntline to a duel, which Buntline accepted. He killed the husband. The angry townspeople tried to lynch him, and in fact, they strung him up, hanged him from an awning post, and at the last minute, his friends cut the rope, and he managed to survive. Here's a poem for today by Ellie Schoenfeld, I Ride Greyhound. Because it's like being in a John Steinbeck novel. Next best thing is the laundromat. That's where all people who would be on the bus if they had the money hang out. This is my crowd. Tonight there are cleaning people, appalled at the stupidity of anyone who would put powder detergent into the clearly marked liquid-only slot. The couple by the vending machine are fondling each other. You'd think the orange walls and fluorescent lights would dampen that energy, but it doesn't seem to. It's a single scene here on Saturday nights. I confide to the fellow next to me that I suspect I am being taken in by the triple loader. Maybe it doesn't hold any more than the regular machines, but I'm paying an extra 50 cents. I tell him this meaningfully, holding handfuls of underwear. He claims the triple loader gives a better wash. I don't ask why. Just cruise over to the pop machine, aware that my selection may provide a subtle clue. I choose Wild Berry. Head back to my clothes. A poem by Ellie Schoenfeld, I Ride Greyhound, from The Dark Honey, published by Clover Valley Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.